I did think of the title, The Bluest Eye, when my daughter was born, and I thought of the complex kind of values that we place on superficial physical characteristics that advertise or announce racial identity. And when my daughter, when I was aware, when I started to be vaguely aware that, you know, now that I think about it, my mother has blue eyes, my grandmother has blue eyes, my wife has blue eyes, my sister-in-law has blue eyes. I started to realize that there's a chance that my children might have blue eyes, but I didn't really expect that because race is something that, you know, is very fluid and there's a lot of ways that people look, but I think blonde hair and blue eyes really signify something that is outside of blackness in a way that is difficult to deny. It challenges our idea of what we think of a black person. And so when my daughter was born and I saw that she was, you know, perceived in the world, even with her white French cousins who had brown eyes, there was a kind of emphasis on the blue eye. I did think about this way that Toni Morrison zeroed in on that aspect of whiteness as something that was also desired by people who have been oppressed for not having it. So it released a kind of complex feeling in me. And the question, what does it mean to be a black father who has a child with blue eyes? But I'm ashamed to admit I've never read The Bluest Eye, actually. So the title was in my mind, but the book is not one that I was reading at the time, or unlike you, I didn't actually get exposed to that in school. I think you have a much stronger literature program than I had in lycée. But interestingly, with Amanda Gorman, there's been a conversation recently in Europe about whether her poetry can be translated by somebody who is not also black. Mm-hmm. And it's sparked a really important conversation about what is identity? What are the barriers of identity? Can we not understand each other's experiences if we don't share identity? And I think that, unfortunately, there's been a kind of policing of identity. And so in several European countries, the translators were fired, or they had to find a new translator who shared the same kind of skin color as Amanda Gorman. And I think that was a sad day for the power of literature, because when I look at you, I mean, you're not even native English speakers, but I hope that we did share something in the book and that we shared an experience that transcends eye color and skin color.